Hello and welcome to the Academic Writing Podcast brought to you by the Higher School of Economics. My name is Emily and I'm from the United Kingdom.
And I'm Kenny from the United States.
And today we'll be talking about results, part two. Now you're going to hear a text read by Kenny. Try to look out for the key vocabulary and the answer to the question, what is Iran's main export?
When politicians from other countries meet with one another, they often get together to weigh up each other's ideas as to how a state should be run. Such discussions can be mutually profitable, and world leaders can gain a real useful insight into the problems that plague other nations. In recent times, the world has been deeply critical of Ahmadinejad's Iranian regime on the basis of its threatening nuclear weapons program, whose inventory is only predicted to increase. Iran's oil exports constitute more than 50% of its state revenues, but as a direct result of its hostile behavior, global oil prices have shot up. The USA and Great Britain have been particularly vocal in their criticism of Iran's aggression, but have deduced that expressing further aggressive behavior themselves is not likely to be in their global interests. However, political commentators have noted that the results of the recent talks in March point to nothing but a stalemate.
Now we're going to discuss the key vocabulary based on today's text. The first word in our list is to deduce. This means to form an opinion about something based on information or evidence that is available.
Yeah, and one good example of this is that the human brain always searches for temporal, or meaning with time, structure in the environment in order to deduce what will happen next.
And you would also say that you make a deduction based on the information which is available.
Mm-hmm. Right. We could say another example. We deduced from his silence that he did not approve of our plan.
So that means that you worked out from the fact that he was quiet that he didn't approve of something mm-hmm. that you did.
Yeah. You use the information you have and you draw a conclusion. Once again, this term is to deduce. And the second term for today's lesson is to weigh up the ideas. This means to consider some ideas carefully, examining their pros and cons before making a decision.
Yeah, so an example of this would be the finance department weighed up the new ideas for expanding to a second location. This means that it kind of discussed the advantages and disadvantages of a situation and came to a conclusion.
And I should point out here, as an American, we don't use this phrase at all. Normally in America, we will just say to consider something.
Whereas in British English, we would often use this in terms of academic writing, where we would say, having weighed up the subsequent research by the scientists, we have drawn the following conclusion. Once again, today's word was to weigh up.
The next term is useful insights into a problem. Useful insights means an understanding of a problem that helps reveal its true nature or helps you solve it.
So we can understand that the word insight literally comes from seeing into something. So you're revealing more information about a problem or a research or a study.
You could use this in your writing, introducing your topic or introducing your paper, saying, my paper offers insight into whatever, for example, into how globalization affects health in low-income countries. Once again, the term for today is useful insights into a problem.
Our fourth word in today's list is the results point to.
You don't always have to use the phrase results. It's something, evidence, points to something else, a conclusion you want to make. For example, cite a source and say, this survey points to the fact that voters are most interested in education.
So in your writing, if you were to be using the verb to show, you could substitute this for it points to or the results point to.
Yeah, it's one more way to have variety and you don't have to repeat. This shows, this shows, this shows. You could say this points to plus a noun or plus the fact that and a verb phrase.
Once again, today's phrase was the results point to.
The fifth term for today is to be critical of something. This means to judge something or to express your disapproval of somebody or something and to explain why you think it's bad or what is negative about it.
Yeah, so I mean, we should emphasize that this is a very negative attitude. You would say that liberal politicians continued to be critical of the CIA's investigative techniques, which means that they judge the CIA's techniques to be bad or negative.
And if you're talking about another source in your writing, you can respond to it by saying other people are critical of his technique, or later research was critical of his results.
So, for example, in your writing, if you wanted to disagree with an author or a researcher, a rather polite way of saying that you think that their argument is irrelevant would be to say that you are critical of it.
Yeah, this is essentially to be critical of something. You use this phrase as a euphemism.
And once again, today's phrase was to be critical of. Our sixth word in today's list is deeply critical, but versus absolutely critical. And now we're going to emphasize that these two phrases are somewhat different. So if something is deeply critical, it's something which is extremely disapproving of something or extremely negative. So you would say, local citizens were deeply critical of plans to build the new highway through their neighborhood.
This is essentially deeply critical of something is the term we just talked about, to be critical of, but it's a stronger version. You can be deeply critical of something. Whereas the second term, to be absolutely critical, is more like our definition of critical from the last podcast, meaning extremely necessary. For example, appointing a new energetic leader was absolutely critical to the company's survival. But one more time, these two phrases are deeply critical and absolutely critical. Term number seven for today is to constitute. For example, to constitute 40% of something. This means to be a part of something larger or to make up the parts that form something.
And we should emphasize that in Russian you would use a preposition, but in English you would just say to constitute something.
So for example, in the early 1940s, female workers in the United States constituted the majority of the labor force.
And this just means that female workers made up a large majority of the labor force.
Yeah, or you can use this with percents a lot of times, and remember that there's no preposition. Nitrogen constitutes 75% of the Earth's atmosphere. It means the Earth's atmosphere is 75% nitrogen.
It's often used in scientific terminology, mm-hmm. I would say.
Yeah, that's right.
So once again, this phrase was to constitute. Our eighth and final word in today's list is on the basis of something, we would predict something. Now, this phrase means that we form a prediction about a certain situation using facts, ideas, or statistics as evidence, which we will name in this phrase. So, for example, you would say, on the basis of his past speeches, we would predict that this one will not last longer than 15 minutes.
Right. In that example, that means you don't have all the facts, you can't know everything, but you do know all of his speeches have been 10 minutes. Therefore, probably his new speech will be 10 minutes. And the way you can put this into your writing is if you have a statistic that you want to show or a conclusion you want to make, you can present the evidence, say, on the basis of plus your evidence, we would predict that plus the conclusion you're trying to make.
Once again, this phrase was on the basis of something, we would predict something else.
Now you're going to hear Emily read the text again, this time more slowly. Listen for the target language.
When politicians from other countries meet with one another, they often get together to weigh up each other's ideas as to how a state should be run. Such discussions can be mutually profitable, and world leaders can gain a real useful insight into the problems that plague other nations. In recent times, the world has been deeply critical of Ahmadinejad's Iranian regime on the basis of its threatening nuclear weapons program, whose inventory has only predicted to increase. Iran's oil exports constitute more than 50% of its state revenues, but as a direct result of its hostile behavior, global oil prices have shot up. The USA and Great Britain have been particularly vocal in their criticism of Iran's aggression, but have deduced that expressing further aggressive behavior themselves is not likely to be in their global interests. However, political commentators have noted that the results of the recent talks in March point to nothing but a stalemate.
Let's listen to the new words from today one more time. To deduce.
To weigh up ideas.
Useful insights into a problem.
The results point to something.
To be critical of something.
Deeply critical versus absolutely critical.
To constitute.
On the basis of something, we would predict something else. Now we're going to test your memory. Answer the following questions and think about the key vocabulary that we're going to be discussing. What phrase means to consider a situation carefully and examine the advantages and disadvantages? To weigh up ideas.
What verb do we use to talk about when we form an opinion based on information or evidence that we have? To deduce.
What phrase means gathering the available information and drawing a conclusion or prediction based on it? On the basis of something, we would predict something else.
And what phrase from today means extremely necessary for something? Absolutely critical.
Thank you for listening to the Academic Writing Podcast brought to you by the High School of Economics. My name is Emily from England.
And this is Kenny from the United States.
Remember that you can find our podcast and iTunes uploads on academics.hse.ru/podcasts.
Thanks for putting up with our crazy voices.
Why are you recording?
Now turn on my takes and accent.
Bye.
And Emily, well, that was my accent. That was how I talk at home.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, bye.
All right, we'll see you
bye
guys.
From England.
Bye.